Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the How to Fail podcast. Have you ever read through the Nigerian Constitution? Or the American Constitution? Or any other one for that matter? Well, I had some brooding time and I got to go through a few of them. I found one quite fascinating when reading the American Constitution. It was Thomas Jefferson, and there was a quote of his that became quite popular when it was said. It's what everyone calls the separation of church and state. And I think I would like to make that our topic for today, the separation of church and state. In our last episode, I discussed how you are your business and you should, you know, be mindful of your activities. You should grow with your business and be conscious of your business. And I used that analogy to explain how you should try to start the business alone before you start getting extra hands, you know, treat yourself and the business together in that aspect in terms of team building. Today I will be discussing something that sounds more opposite in nature. So dare I say this, you are not your business. When you're picking a team, yes, start with yourself, you know, put your hands on the ground, especially for a startup. But at the back of your mind, you must realize that you are a person, your business is an entity of its own. Many people start businesses and they see their business money as their money. Let me help you with this, giving a story. Imagine you sell shoes, right? And maybe you were not even looking at it as a business. Maybe you dress quite well and people always compliment your shoes. And you tell yourself one day, you know what, let me just advertise this shoe on my Instagram and see what people would say. So you put up one shoe that you purchased for 2,000 naira and say you're selling it for 8,000. And, you know, you have people who are interested and they go, yes, they want it. And they actually pay and they buy. And you collect maybe 10 shoes. So you invest 20,000 naira buying 10 shoes, 2,000 per piece. And you successfully sell all 10 in a week. Some might call it beginner's luck. Some might say it's because you have good friends that are following you, you know, different reasons for selling, and it might just be the fact that you have good following anyways. And you sell each shoe for 8,000 naira. It means even though you invested 20,000, you will end up making 80,000. This is where a lot of people who start business become coaches. They tell you how they worked hard, how they are now successful entrepreneurs. You know, to you, the fact that you could just try a business and not only did you make your invested sum, you actually made profit. You get super excited and, you know, you want to start teaching. Who knows if that's what I'm currently doing. Any which ways. What I'm trying to point out is this. Because you've made that much profit, you feel very confident and you want to make a business out of it. So the next week, you buy another set of 20 or, you know, buy another set of 10 again and sell for the same 8,000 naira. And you make another 80,000 naira. It means in 2 weeks you've invested 40,000 but made a total of 160,000 in profit. Sounds very in income and it sounds really good, you know. And when you take out your profit from that, you have about 120,000 as your profit. It's amazing. Which business would not want to do that? Because it's more than four times their total investment sum. The challenge is this, because many people have not learned to separate church from state. They've not learned to separate themselves from their business. They don't even see that same thing as a business that should be growing. You see that 120,000 that comes in, they spend it on themselves. And they tell themselves, well, it's not like I spent my invested sum. I would still buy more shoes with that. So they start spending all of that profit on themselves. So they go and buy new clothes, you know, start living lavishly, believing that they will sell every week. But if you're in business or you've ever tried doing anything, you know it doesn't always work like that. The sale does not always go up. Sometimes it actually comes down, you know. But I'm not trying to talk about the moment when it comes down. Anyways, let's just focus on what you do with that money. Because you're spending this money on yourself, your business itself is not getting richer. You might be getting richer. Let's pretend you successfully do this for 8 months. Imagine how much you are actually making, because if you consistently sell this amount of shoes regularly, making 80,000 naira, it means in a month you are making 320,000 naira. That's good. 320,000 naira in 10 months, you are 3.2 million. So it means you're doing quite fine for yourself. You're a millionaire already, right? But if you do not separate church and state, your business is still a poor business while you as an individual is a millionaire. I'm sure some of you are going, well, what's wrong with that? Like, I want to be a millionaire. Isn't that why I started my business? Well, let me tell you this. For any business to truly grow, you cannot be richer than your business. Not when your business is your major source of income. If you have another source of income, good and fine. But if your business is your major source of income, you cannot be richer than your business. I'm sure you're going, what do I know? That's not how it should be. Let's look at some people, right? I like to use real life people. Jeff Bezos in 2019 was declared the richest man in the world. And he was very rich, you know. His figures were really high in billions. But interestingly, his company was worth over 6 times his total value. In fact, the gap between his company value and his was about $847 billion. That was how much gap there was between his company and his own individual wealth. Bill Gates, the same thing. The gap between himself and his company was over $170 billion. Mark Zuckerberg in 2008, the gap between himself and his company was over $67.6 billion. You see, these people are billionaires in their own right, but they were never and are never richer than their own company. This is because they've understood the logic behind separating church and states. Knowing that if they live richer than their company, the company will never grow. But if they are lesser, the company will grow and it would only make them even richer. Let me break this down. Let's say I do this with my shoes, you know, using the shoe analogy. And I sell shoes and I'm making 80,000 naira every week. And at the end of the month, I'm making 320,000 naira, you know. It's a good business. And if I treat myself as the employee that I am, rather than the business itself, knowing that, okay, my business is an entity, I'm just an employee, I would take a salary. So let's say I invest 20,000 naira and get an inventory. I sell for 8,000 naira per piece, making 80,000 naira at the end of the week. I could take it at the end of the month out of 320,000 naira income. I would pay myself maybe 60,000 naira. Right? If I do this, my total income value, what will be left will be about 260,000 naira. Do not forget that in a month, I'm expending 80,000 naira to buy those shoes, 20,000 naira a week. So 80,000 naira at the end of 4 weeks. So if I take 80,000 naira out of 260, my company will still be left with 180,000. You see, my company is still worth 3 times my individual value. I would be managing, I might not be the millionaire that I want to be, but my company will become a millionaire company in a few months. What this would do for me is, at the end of 1 year, if I can keep the numbers coming, it means I could actually take my number to an investor and tell an investor that, look at how much my company have after expense made, you know, I'm paying salaries, and maybe I start doing ads of maybe 10,000 naira a week. If I consistently keep 160,000 naira in my company's accounts every month, at the end of 10 months, I would have 1.6 million in my company's account, and I have been living on 60,000 naira every month. So in 10 months, I'm only worth 600,000 naira. You know, that's been my living expense. And it doesn't seem like much, but my company will be worth 1.6 million. Now, if I tell someone that I was able to generate 1.6 million and I need investment of 10 million, promising them that I could skyrocket whatever I've been doing and I want to open more shops, I want to be able to get more shoes, I want to expand to different states, they would want to do that because all they will see is the numbers. All they will see is that I spend 80,000 monthly and I'm able to generate 320,000 in return. So when they want to put in 10 million, all they will tell themselves is, if he can multiply this money 4 times the number, it means he will be able to multiply 10 million 4 times the number. They're already seeing the projection of about 40 million coming back in. Now, as for me, the owner of the business, if I'm selling just 10% of that company to them in exchange for 10 million naira, it means the moment I get 10 million, my company is worth now about 11 million, right? I am worth 90% of 11 million. My value has gone from being a 60,000 naira person to 90% of what that company is, because that is what I have built. You would never do that with your independent income. And obviously, your salary would increase. Your company will keep getting bigger. And because you're consistently separating how much you make and how much your company makes, people will come in to invest more because everyone wants to tap into riches. Everyone wants to move with the rich people. Everyone wants to be part of the rich clique. So if your business is successful, people will come to you. No matter how rich you are, if you go to an investor and then you say, well, I'm a millionaire, you know, I've been living a good life, I'm fine, I think you should invest in me. And they ask you, all right, what part of your business should I invest in? And you tell them, well, I sell shoes. And they go, oh, good, good, good. Maybe that's how you became a millionaire. You go, yes, of course, I became a millionaire selling shoes. And they go, okay, let's see your company record. And your company has 800,000 naira, but you're living a life of someone with 10 million naira or 3 million naira. They'll be wondering, okay, sorry, your company doesn't seem to be doing fine. And you go, no, you know, it's just been me, so I've not really been taking it as I should. So now I want to take it as I should. That's why I'm coming to you. Nobody would invest. So you see, it's not the millionaire they invest in, it's the business that is worth millions that people would invest in. Separate these two. Many people start businesses, they buy cake materials, they sell 10 cakes, and then they spend the money that comes in as though all of it is theirs. Meanwhile, all of that money is not yours. Pay yourself a salary. Keep your business money as your business money. It is not your money. The moment you live with the philosophy that your business should always be richer than you, your business will grow. And because your business is growing, I assure you, you will grow too. If the richest people in the world are living by this standard and it's working for them, why shouldn't you? Understand that this is how to grow. Your business growing will grow you. But you growing does not necessarily grow your business. If you're making more money than your business will fall. At the end of the day, you will end up even borrowing money or taking the one that you're supposed to use for yourself to sustain the business. And that's not how a business stands. If you can do this, then maybe, just maybe, you will not fail. So, once again, from me to you, with a lot of love and a little bit of sense. Cheers.